Men Mikkel, det var ligesom dengang, hvor jeg tissede i bukserne, da jeg så min mor nøgen.
Workers on a cigarette break outside this call center in Lisbon are speaking maybe a dozen languages. Many are half Portuguese and half French or half German, the offspring of generations of Portuguese forced to go abroad to find work.
So it's Portuguese, Spanish, French, English, and a little bit of German. I've had like 3 years of German.
Filipa Neves speaks 5 languages but still couldn't find steady work here in her native Portugal. She was about to move to Angola, the former Portuguese colony in Africa, where the economy is booming. But she sent off 1 last resume to the call center. It was sort of a last resort. She'd heard the stereotype.
You know, contact centers like this dark hole they put you in. You're sitting all day with a headset and like it's like a scary movie and they don't pay you. But then I remember I saw this ad and I said, you know, why not? And it's kind of a whole new world of people speaking so many languages during the day. I might speak the 5 languages. You know, it's really nice.
As Portugal's economy tanks, multinational companies are setting up call centers here. Filipa was hired, and now she doesn't have to leave home. João Cardoso is Filipa's boss, the CEO of Teleperformance, which manages call centers in Portugal. He says companies are taking advantage of Portugal's low wages, high unemployment, and the Portuguese talent for languages.
This specific market is absolutely booming. We have almost doubling, let's say, the size of this business year on year. So this market is totally unrelated with the Portuguese economic situation.
Call centers are adding thousands of much-needed jobs while the rest of the economy sheds them. Portugal is joining countries like Bulgaria, Ireland, and Poland as the outsourcing centers of Europe. Guilherme Ramos Pereira is with the Portugal Outsourcing Association, lobbying companies to come here rather than places like India. We spoke by Skype while he was on his way to a conference in China.
A lot of strong Western companies are coming back home in terms of the operations that in the past they have placed in offshore locations. They went there because they needed large numbers of resources and low cost of operations.
But with youth unemployment above 40% and the lowest wages in the Eurozone, Portugal can provide those now too. Economist Pedro Lane says the growth of outsourcing here is a mixed blessing.
I mean, I think these kind of business opportunities show to a certain extent how flexible and dynamic the Portuguese economy can be and how educated the population is.
But he says it won't be a cure-all for Portugal's economy.
Portugal won't be the India of Europe. We shouldn't be thinking of a doomed, low-paid economy. We should be thinking about an economy which will remain poor, but with some growth, and where wages will have to increase in the near future.
Until then, though, Portuguese call center operators like Filipa Neves are happy to have a job. She wants to start a family.
And that means that I need a stable job and, you know, a stable income. That is one of my plans, to get pregnant and have a child. I think it's time now.
Lauren Freyer, DW, Lisbon.